Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday night's meeting with the Chargers.
Good seeing everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. What questions do you have?
John, as you know, third time you're going to be facing your brother in an NFL game. What are your thoughts on the matchup again?
It's a tough matchup. It's a very good football team we're playing this week. And they're highly ranked pretty much in every area. Winning football team, very physical, very tough, extremely well coached football team, no question about it. One of the best coaches of this generation, no question. I believe that. Even if it weren't my brother, I would say the same thing. So we've got our work cut out for us. Got to travel across the country and play on Monday Night Football.
The guy that you're facing gets a lot of notoriety, the other coach, even though you're undefeated against him. Are you surprised at the amount of attention he continues to get?
No. It's Jim is a great. He's a fun guy. He's my brother. I've known him, since he was born, and I've got that on him, a couple months. But he loves football, man. He loves his players. He loves football. He's always got some way of seeing things, I think, that's really interesting, and that's why people are interested in hearing from him.
What's the competitive nature between you two guys? I mean, obviously you faced off in the biggest stage of them all in this sport, but where does it get? How high does the competitive nature get between you?
Yeah, it used to get hot. Back when we were younger, it was every day. It was one fight or another. He was reminding me a couple weeks ago, a month ago, about this little. I used to be bigger than him most of the time. Then he ended up bigger. Obviously, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's a 17-year player in the National Football League. He's a great athlete, always was. But most of the time, I had the edge on him in growth until we got to be about 18, 19, and I'd hold him down and stuff. And he had this technique called the crab technique. He called it. And he would basically get on his back and he'd get his hands and his feet up there and he'd just fend me off, with his hands and his feet. And I couldn't get to him. He's really athletic. So I came up with a technique. We had these big brown pillows in our basement that you'd lay on to watch TV, these old suede brown pillows, corduroy brown pillows. And I would be able to take the pillow and I'd, swipe his feet down and pin him and get back on top of him, And I had forgotten about it. I mean, I did not remember it. But when you're the younger brother, that's the kind of thing you remember, So, I take a little credit for his toughness, I guess. He's probably one of the toughest people I know.
John, he was on the Rich Eisen show the other day, and he talked about how when he looks at your team carefully, when he looks at you guys on tape, there is an element of kind of staring in the mirror, I guess in part because of all the people they have there who are from here. But, I mean, do you see that? I mean, do you see a powerful connection between the teams, whether it's the people or the style or whatever?
Yeah, all of it. The culture, the way things are done, but the how they play, certainly. The schemes, very similar. The schemes are a lot of ways, not exactly the same, but a lot of ways mirror images. The people coaching, a lot of the guys playing. But, with that, it's two different football teams. It's two teams squaring off in a really important game, and that's really what it's going to be about. It's going to be about the guys out there playing the game, takes a lot of courage to play this game, man. It takes an incredible amount of toughness to play this game. What these guys put into it, that kind of an effort, week after week. And we're coming off one of those games. We're going into one of those games. There'll be one of those games the next week after that. That's what the National Football League is. That's why I think these players deserve so much respect for what they do. It's a player's game, It's an honor to be in this game, coach. I told the players just this week in the opening meeting, And it's a quote that they didn't probably get. You'll get it. I told them I feel like the luckiest man on the face of the earth, And I do, because you get a chance to coach these guys and be around them every day.
What is it like just coaching against someone that you are so close with, has been your sounding board, both of you throughout your entire careers? Like, is there that element that you do know him really well and can anticipate that on a game day?
I don't know about anticipating stuff. I think it's more in the emotional world. It's more in the in that place. I mean, it's unique and it's never been done before. And I don't know if it'll happen again for a long time. This particular thing. So, I think it's hard to describe it. And I say to people, if you have a sibling, you're close to, you probably understand it. You probably can put yourself in those shoes, and just kind of imagine what it's like to be across the sidelines in an NFL game, coaching your teams. Everything else is the same.
John, how are your parents handling it this week? And what's the conversation been like?
It's been, we've talked about a lot of different things besides football, you know.
Is that off limits now for the football talk?
It's not off limits, but it's really just not, it's just, what are we going to talk about? You know, I mean, everybody kind of understands the situation. They're not going to the game. They're going to watch it down in Florida at my sister's house or with Joni and Tom Crean. And that's their plan. I understand why they're doing that. You know, it's great, but it's hard.
It's their anniversary, correct?
It is their anniversary. Yep, it is their anniversary, November 25th. They got married in 1961. Because I was 1962, right?
That
sure. Yeah. Yeah. It was over a year later. That'll be their anniversary.
Do you think the NFL knew that?
Stories about your guys' previous meeting or stories like you just told us about growing up with Jim?
What was that? Can you give me?
Have you told your player stories about you guys growing up or just to...
No, not really. I mean, we've told some stories over in the past, but not this week. You know, really, this week it's just too for the players and the coaches. It's not about that because we have such a challenge. I mean, the challenge is playing the game, getting in that game and playing that game against that team is the biggest challenge you could have. You know, and that's what everybody's focused on.
John, to your point, obviously you're focused on the game. Jim's focused on the game. Will there be a moment where you are able to step back from it and appreciate it or have a moment with him at some point? Is that different than maybe it would have been earlier in your guys' career when you faced
the team? I'm sure we'll talk before the game, you know, the chit-chat before the game. And it'll be different because it's my brother, you know, than it is with other coaches. And it'll be great. We had that kind of moment before the Thanksgiving game. We talked before the Super Bowl same way. And I don't think it's different in that sense. It's really cool. But, you know, really, even when you're talking, your thoughts are on the game, you know, on the teams.
John, this team, the Chargers have already kind of turned the corner pretty quickly under Jim. When you watch that team, can you kind of see some of the elements that you can kind of pinpoint his fingerprint as to how this team has changed just within the last year?
Absolutely. I mean, to me, it's a reflection of his coaching style. It's a reflection of his football personality. I think they've taken that on. They've gotten those kind of people. You guys all pointed out with your questions. I mean, they've surrounded themselves with people that see the game the same way. And their team reflects that, players and coaches, and they're doing a great job.
Beyond Jim, can you ever remember facing a team where both the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator had worked for you in the past?
No, I can't say that I can recall that.
Yeah, along those lines, I mean, when you look at the connections between the two teams, it's a long sheet of guys that are interchangeable. I don't want to say interchangeable, but they work for both Harbaughs.
Right.
It's an amazing number. Does that change the game in any way in terms of planning and what the knowledge some of these people may have on you?
It's different than other games, sure, because, you know, we know the schemes pretty much, but there'll be wrinkles. You know, there'll be ideas. It's kind of the old, you know, they know what we know, that we know, that they know, that we know, that they know what we know, you know. And with that, there'll be wrinkles, I'm sure. But it's going to come down in the end to the players. And just to emphasize that, you know, all the scheme stuff is important, but most important is really how the game is played, you know, and who plays the best football game out there in terms of making the plays and playing disciplined football and playing physical football and blocking and tackling and all those things. The players, it's a players' game. And the players will be determining the outcome of it.
John, you have an update on Roquan Smith, and is he one of those players that you'll have to battle if trainers are saying I don't know about this week?
He's working hard to get healthy. He's not ruled out by any stretch. I can say that, and he's working toward the game at this point.
John, with 1 week away, Thanksgiving 1 week away, what are you still thankful for during this Thanksgiving season?
Oh gosh, it's a great question. You kind of forget to be thankful sometimes, but like I told the team, I'm grateful for the blessings of family first. I told the guys in the meeting, you know, we go through these games and you know, tough losses. You know, we don't play as well as we're capable of playing, and you know, it cuts you right to the bone. You know, we all feel that way, and And even in the wins, you know, you still want to try to get better. It's all you think about. There's really not too many things I care about. You know, I care about my relationship with my Creator, you know, number one. And my family. I really care about my family. And the football team, you know. And I was joking with him, you know, it's like call your buddies up from college or something and want to know how they're doing. And, you know, how's your family doing, you know. And the truth is during the season, it's like I might ask. I'm sorry, guys, I might ask, but I really don't care. You know, I really don't care. I can't think about that because we have these things that are so important to us going on right now. And I'm grateful to have those things in my life that are so meaningful, faith, family, and for us, football. You know, that's kind of what it is.
All right, thanks, Coach. I'm sorry, we got to take them. We got a couple of people waiting.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.